Welcome. You're listening to Happy Hour, Crab Radio Live, brought to you courtesy of the Quack House Radio Network, straight from Crab Radio's dungeon. For those of you that might remember the old Trifecta broadcast, this will be loosely based on that, which ended its broadcasting career New Year's Day 2011. We're going to pick up right where that left off and still continue to bring you the best-sounding bootlegs that you'll find anywhere on the web, or at least I think so. Let's move into the rock and roll, but first, I need to let you all know that there is also a chat box window that you can access by pointing your browser at www.quackhouseradio.net and look for Quack House 4 or QH4 channel. We'll be in the chat there as well as possibly other listeners, and you may be able to get some direct feedback there. There's also a little flash player in the corner that may or may not be your method of choice to listen to the stream and might prove to be less cumbersome than Winamp or Windows Media Player or whatever you choose to use. And without further ado, let's move into the bootlegs. Well, the Tune Meister is back in the house. Tonight we got a great show for you. First up, we got Black Sabbath. Black Sabbath was originally formed as a blues rock band in England in 1968 by guitarist Tony Iommi, Geezer Butler on bass, Bill Ward on drums, and finally, Ozzy Osbourne on vocals. Well, Ozzy Osbourne, if you paid attention to history, was into drugs and alcohol and all that crap. And it wasn't long before he got fired from the band. It took him about 10 years, but they finally booted him in 1979. This lineup, the original lineup, is what we're going to hear tonight at California Jam, 1974, and it's quite the concert. So sit back and let the Tune Meister rock your shoes. But first, a few words from our own Sam O, and then on California Jam.
Here's what's happening on Quack House Radio. Saturday nights from 8 p.m. till midnight Eastern on QH4, the Tune Master brings you Happy Hour. Saturday nights on QH3 from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Eastern, Paul Higgins has the Aquarian Moons. Saturday evenings on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Saturday Shoutout from 8 p.m. till 10 Eastern. Then through the week on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Monday Mayhem from noon till 2. Then on Tuesday, 6 p.m. till 9 o'clock, the Tuesday Titan. Wednesday, the Hump Day Right Away. Thursday, the Thursday Throwdown. And on Friday, the Friday Funk Night. And when you're just ready to get off work Eastern Time at 5 p.m., it's Sam O Radio. Mondays 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., Tuesday through Friday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on QH3. And then the rest of the time, 24 hours a day, it's Donald Duck Landis. Playing anything and everything. So your place for entertainment 24/7, QH1, QH2, QH3, and QH4. That's Quack House Radio. Check out our website at quackhouseradio.net. Wah, wah.
Well, I'm leaving for sorrow and heartache. I suppose a lot of you are getting high on it. It's an album entitled Sweet Leaf. Yeah!
Didn't realize
Okay, we're gonna do a number now for our latest album, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. The track's called Killing Yourself to Live. Wow, man. I've never seen so many people in my life.
We'll be right back.
We're gonna do a number now of our Paranoid album. It's a number entitled War Pigs. I don't think we'll find many of them around here anyway today, so. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning, death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. Power.
of God has struck the hour. In the fields the bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh Lord, yeah.
we're going to do a number of new album again. It's a number entitled Sabra Kadabra. Okay? It's all right, we can't say too much. We're on the telly, you see.
Oh, Come on.
gonna finish up now with a number entitled Paranoid. And we really hope you've enjoyed the show because we've really had a good time, okay?
Hey, hope everybody enjoyed Black Sabbath live at California Jam 1974. Yeah, remember how I mentioned Ozzy Osbourne got fired from the band in 1976? Well, the original lineup got back together again in 98 and released their first live album with Ozzy Osbourne officially, called Reunions in 1998. However, there was actually one other live album with Ozzy released prior to that. And I actually have it. It was an unofficial bootleg album that was released without the band's knowledge and made it to, I don't know, number four, number five in the UK charts. It was called Live at Last, recorded at the Rainbow in 1973 and released in summer of 1980. Excuse me. At any rate, Black Sabbath, their original lineup, that was a cool concert.